You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, are you ready for some rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes? Welcome to the Juke in the Back, a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Cause you know, hep cats from all around are getting down to my jiving sound, and crazy chicks are making the scene and getting hip to my record machine. I'm Matt the Cat, baby, doing the do just for you. This week, we're going to pay our respects to one of the great underrated rhythm and blues heroes of the 1950s. His records were dirty. His records were rough. His sound was unusual and all his own. And on March 17th, 2019, the voice of the great Andre Williams was silenced forever. He died of colon cancer at the age of 82 in Chicago. And coming up in a little while, we'll shine the spotlight bright on the late, great Andre Williams, who is sometimes credited as the godfather of rap. But we're also going to take a look at the label he recorded for during the 1950s, Fortune Records, out of Detroit. So let's begin the show and set the scene by playing a couple of records from the early days of Fortune Records. Then we'll get into some Andre Williams, and then we'll wrap it up with Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Fortune Records was started in Detroit in 1946 by Jack and Devorah Brown. They mainly focused on rhythm and blues and doo-wop music, but especially in the beginning, they also had country and hillbilly artists as well. Their first release, Fortune No. 100, came out in late 1946. It was a song called It's Tough, by Johnny Gibson Shamrock. We're going to begin the show with a jumpin' tune from 1949. It's by Jimmy Milner and his Blue Ribbon Band. It's a tune called Noble Shuffle. I hope you dig it all right as we shine the spotlight bright on Fortune Records, this week on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
leaving. Why you gotta be going away? I believe to my soul you were born a winter day. If you didn't want me, you should have told me so. If you didn't want me, then you should have told me so. Put me out there. I ain't got no place to go. Why do we have to part? Baby, why? Baby, why do we have to part? Someday you're gonna have a man, and then he'll break your heart.
Major Big Maceo Merriweather, known to the world simply as Big Maceo. He was known mostly for Chicago Breakdown and Worried Life Blues, Detroit Jump, and others for the Bluebird label during the 1940s. He was born in Atlanta, then spent some time in Detroit during the 1920s, then he moved to Chicago, became a big star, then came back to Detroit, where he unfortunately died in 1953. I believe he only cut one side for Fortune Records, which was issued in early 1950. That's Leavin' Blues. Now, when discussing some of the great classic labels, one of the things that really makes record labels important from way back in the day is the sound that each label created. You know, Atlantic had its own sound. Motown had its own polished soul pop sound. Chess Records had that gritty electric blues sound, and so on and so forth. Well, what was the sound of Fortune Records? Well, about as lo-fi, gritty, down and dirty as you could get. They didn't have a fancy, expensive studio. They just had a room in the back of the record shop, which was rumored to have a dirt floor. That actually sounds pretty good for recording, because a dirt floor would absorb sound and it wouldn't be bouncing around the room. Some of the best studios are the ones that are dead studios, where the sound doesn't jump around. Nowadays, you deaden everything and then you kind of punch it up in post-production. But back then, whatever you were capturing on microphones is what went down on the wax. And Fortune definitely had its own sound. Well, up next, we want to get into Andre Williams. But before we do that, let's hear a record from his backing group, The $5, as this song predates Andre Williams on Fortune. The $5 were Eddie Hunt on lead, Lonnie Hurd and Richard Lawrence singing tenor, James Drayton singing baritone, and bass singer Charlie Evans. They were originally known as first the Shamrocks and then the Del Toros. After being signed to Fortune Records, the name was changed to the $5. They recorded a couple of singles for Fortune Records in 1955 before Andre Williams joined the group, and then they in turn became his backup group.
But even while they were with Andre Williams, the $5 still released singles on Fortune. Let's hear their first Fortune release. Here are the $5 with Dr. Baby.
Well, I had a call.
Did it. All right, now you can go.
Down.
The late, great Andre Williams and the Don Juans from late 1955 and going down to Tijuana.
That was his very first record, and even on the label of his first record, Andre Williams is referred to as Mr. Rhythm. Now, the Don Juans, the group that's backing him up, are actually the $5, the group we talked about just a few minutes ago. What a groovy little Latin-tinged tune that is, going down to Tijuana. Andre Williams was born in Bessemer, Alabama on November 1st, 1936. His mother died when he was only 6 years old, and he was raised by a couple of his aunts until the age of 16, when he packed up his grip and he moved to Detroit. There, he fell in with the Browns, who owned Fortune Records, and ended up joining the $5, and then they started releasing records with his name out front. Now, cats and kittens, if you're not familiar with Andre Williams, boy, do I have a treat for you, and man, is this show gonna change your life, because he is one of the most unique cats you're ever gonna hear. All of the records I'm gonna play for you have a really great, unique, gritty R&B sound, and they're all just a little off. In a good way. Like this one, here's a jumpin' tune. Williams' second release for the Fortune label. For the label on this record, they dropped the Don Juans, and it's just credited to Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm. Here's Moselle as we feature the late, great Andre Williams, as well as other artists off of Fortune Records, this week on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Why she said goodbye. You did it wrong.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
She's my Baba Jean. You say you want a little girl to do the sweetest things. Get a little girl like my Baba Jean. She's a, she's a, she's a, and she's my Baba Jean. Oh yes, I got that little girl and I love her like a fiend. You wanna know why, you oughta see Baba Jean. She's a, she's a, she's a, and she's my Baba Jean. Baba Jean, she's a, she's a, she's a, and she's my Baba Jean. Yes, my Baba Jean, my Baba
Andre Williams and his third single for the much underrated Detroit record label Fortune Records. That's Baba Jean. I'm Matt the Cat, and this week we're featuring Andre Williams, as well as other artists who performed on the much underrated Fortune Records out of Detroit. And a little later on in the show, we're going to hear from the great harmonizing group Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Man, they were great, and just like Andre, they're sometimes overlooked today. Now, Andre had been doing just fine with his first three singles on the label, but it's the fourth single that would make him a national star. That's Bacon Fat. And the label reads Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm, and his new group. Of course, the new group was still the Don Juans or the $5, the same guys that had been backing Andre up since the beginning. Bacon Fat became such a huge regional hit that it was picked up for national distribution by Epic Records, the subsidiary of Columbia Records. Nationally, Bacon Fat went to a whopping number 9 on the rhythm and blues lists. This would be Andre's only big hit. He would have minor hits beginning in 1966 with Rib Tips, Pearl Time in 67, and Cadillac Jack in 68, which actually cracked the national R&B top 50. But here's his biggest, from 1956, one of the strangest records you would hear back in 56. It's Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm, and his new group, doing the Bacon Fat.
Bum, 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 bum Tennessee. All my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call bacon fat. It goes. Oh, have mercy. Help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. Have mercy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Oh, now play it good, now play it good. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Have mercy, young'un. Have mercy, have mercy. I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jail bait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake, 15, 16, 17, that's jail bait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are by stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go. But you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell your mate. Seventeen and a half is still jail bait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jail bait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jail bait.
Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother them no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 old ones alone too. I'ma get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge. Under the sun, it's a real nice dance, and it's really clicking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now just remember, it's an easy dance, and it's really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now, oh, down in Maine and Mexico, they say. El greasy chicken.
The greasy chicken.
And in Germany they say.
Fox slow the cruiser chip.
And in Chinaman they say.
Greasy chicken.
And down yonder they say.
The greasy chicken.
Now this dance is back, and we gonna try to show you how it go. You'll learn how to do it in about a month or so. So take my advice, this dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. All in Mexico, they say. Chicken, and in Germany they say,
"Was slow the greasy chick?"
And in China they say,
"Greasy chick."
And down here they say, "The greasy chicken." Oh, cock-a-doo-doo.
Man, you can't beat the greasy chicken. My man, Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm. And that one and the one before it, Jailbait, were both issued sort of as Andre Williams' solo efforts. No backing group were listed on those records. Now, Williams would go on to have success as a writer, too. He wrote Shake a Tail Feather, which was a huge hit for the Five Deutones. He wrote Twine Time, which was a big hit for Alvin Cash, and so on. He also became Edwin Starr's manager and for a time was working on and off for Motown Records. Andre Williams passed away at the age of 82 on March 17, 2019, 2 weeks after finding out he had colon cancer. He was a national treasure, and his records will be heard, admired, and discovered by generations of hep cats and crazy kittens who were looking for something different and unique. He was one of a kind. Now on the Juke in the Back, let's stay with Fortune Records, but switch gears a little bit. We're moving now into a fantabulous, smooth, underrated vocal group. I'm talking about Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Nolan Strong was born in Scottsboro, Alabama on January 22, 1934. His family moved to Detroit at a young age and he began singing in school. Now, the original Diablos group was formed around 1950 in Central High School in Detroit. Now, nationally, Nolan Strong and the Diablos never had a hit record. But anyone who really digs doo-wop music and is very much into that vocal group harmony sound of the 1950s knows the Diablos and knows them well, particularly for their great version of The Wind from 1954. Their first release on Detroit's Fortune Records was Adios, My Desert Love. And that's how we're going to begin our featurette on the Diablos. Nolan Strong had a beautiful tenor voice, and he was heavily influenced by another great tenor, Clyde McFadder. Juan Gutierrez provided second tenor in the group, while Willie Hunter sang baritone, Quentin Eubanks sang bass, and Bob Chico Edwards accompanied the group on guitar. Here's their first time on record, Adios, My Desert Love, and we're going to follow it up with their amazing rendition of The Wind, which they wrote and then was later covered by the New York group The Jesters. Both versions are great, but I have to tip the hat to the original from the Diablos. Speaking of which, all of these early 78s and 45s came out under the name The Diablos, featuring Nolan Strong. A little later on, it would be flipped around and become Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Let's go all the way back to 1954 now with Adios, My Desert Love.
Thank you.
Time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Fortune Records and Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Well, how about we grab a really pretty tune from 1956? This was their sixth single for Fortune Records, and the first time the label identified the group as Nolan Strong and the Diablos instead of the Diablos featuring Nolan Strong. It's You're the Only Girl, Dolores, and it's this week's Great 78. Here's Nolan Strong and the Diablos.
You said you love me, and with me you wanna be. But I laughed in your face and walked away so carefree, not knowing someday that I'd have to say. The tears in my eyes, come, let me hold you and feel you so near. Come, let me kiss you to see just how it feels. These are a few things that would make my heart sing.
You're the only girl, Dolores, for me.
How I laughed in your face and walked away.
the tears in my eyes. Come, let me hold you and feel you so near. Come, let me kiss you to see.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You did last night, Nolan Strong and the Diablos from 1956, and you know they sound a lot like the Drifters on that record singing What You Gonna Do, which makes a lot of sense because Nolan Strong was heavily influenced by Clyde McFadder, and the Diablos actually did record a version of the Drifters' What You Gonna Do. I'm Matt the Cat, and I can't believe how fast this show has just flown by. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to need to wrap this up, baby. All right, so unfortunately, we lost Nolan Strong in February of 1977 at the age of 43. He died so young. And the group continued to record with Fortune Records until around 64 or so. Then some of the guys formed another group called the Velvet Angels, which Nolan sang in for a little while as well, but it was never the same. Fortune Records continues to be a family-run operation, well, sort of. It has changed hands from Jack and Devorah Brown into their son, Sheldon Brown, who now just manages the catalog. The label itself officially shut down back in the 1990s, but it will always be remembered as one of many thriving, fantastic, groundbreaking labels to come out of the city of Detroit. Those cats and kittens who know Fortune Records, The $5, Andre Williams, Nolan Strong and the Diablos, and so many other great acts that came off that label. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close down this week's program with another fantabulous record from Nolan Strong and the Diablos. I just love this one. It knocks me out every time I hear it. Here's The Way You Dog Me Around, spinning off of Fortune Records from 1956. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
You've taken my money, told slow down, Shay, baby, the way you dog me around. I prayed, God knows I prayed, that you'll be good to me in any small way.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinTheBack.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Bag.